Net surfing 2 a.m. In the great, invisible, electronic library of the world, the real thing is nothing. Image is all. Blurry with coffee and grief for a friend who died the day before, I find myself staring at the screen and wondering how many pixels it takes to make a wood duck, or an island of black frigate birds mating in the mangroves, their globed orange throat pouches pulsing with birdly lust. In front of me, in a space no larger than two hands spanned, I can watch flocks of pink flamingos migrating, stick-legged, silly-beaked bits of egg-laying confetti left over from the big party of creation. There's a comfort to the sight of so many birds. Here, at least, I think, life outruns extinction. Once in Cambridge in the Peabody Museum, I came across the last passenger pigeon ever sighted in America, neat and stuffed, with combed feathers and agate eyes, sitting on a fake limb in a glass case, under a card which informed me that it had been shot by the Harvard expedition of 1893. Once, I read that Audubon himself killed the sketch. Now, in front of me, electronic snow geese by the thousands swirl over the marshes of the Central Valley. Now, in one night, I can see more cranes and herons than ever fled south before the snows of winter. I touch the screen with my fingertips, taste it with my tongue. How cold this tiny window is that drugs me with perpetual flight. On tapes and chips and CD-ROM, the programmers have recreated paradise. And yet, I pause, consider, and decide. I strike a key, I click the mouse, I let myself forget the crossed-out phone number, the returned mail, the name he no longer answers to, the silent woods, the long darkness, the quiet, empty sky.